I know you've been asked this question all day, and you and Earl Weaver formed a great relationship. And this is his words. He goes, I love what Buck has done here. But you reached out to him when you got here, and you got him back involved with the Orioles. I think I know the reason for this, but why did you do that?
Well, first of all, the right thing to do. Earl, there's a reason why they called him the Earl of Baltimore. I mean, this is – but why? You know, he kept reminding me why. He says, because we won. He said, we won. And, you know, I remember about an hour before the press conference when I first got here, I called Earl. And he said, I'll be there for you. He said, you're going to have to earn it.
Did he say that?
Oh, yeah. He said, you know, Orioles were very special to him. And it took me about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months before I could call him Earl. I just kept calling him Mr. Weaver, and he hated it. Boy, he hated it. But taking him around in the golf cart this past spring, I got so many emotions flooding over today coming.
Yeah, I'm
I
sure.
I talked to Scotty McGregor this morning coming in. Scotty was on the boat. And he just meant so much to us and to Baltimore. But bringing him in to talk to our coaches and managers in the spring, you know, it took about a cup of coffee or so. About 8:30 in the morning, and he got going, and you could see why.
Yeah.
You could see why. He, you know, the emotion, the
passion,
talking about passion. The Orioles, and hey, he was getting on a couple of our guys. This guy's trying to, you know, over here, and I just sat back and got out of the way. I said, "Here we go." And the player and the guys still talk about it. And then he gets in the golf cart, and we go out to a drill, and we're driving around, and he says, see this stuff you're doing here, Showalter? He goes, we were doing that 40 years ago. He says, you got more fungos, and you got more different machine. He goes, we're all trying to accomplish the same thing. He goes, and he kept telling, the players have heard it 100 times from me. I stole it from him. He said, be brilliant in the basics. Just be brilliant in the basics. Quit trying to be so, he said, sexy. Coming out of Earl's mouth, it didn't sound right. He said, be brilliant in the basics. So you know, today is about, to me, I thought I was going to be incredibly sad all day, but it's a chance.
Everybody's uplifted.
It's a chance to celebrate his legacy.